broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 10th in the year of our Lord, 2023. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, special guest interview continued. Sonia Hightower-Labosco with us. She's the executive director of Marshall National Council. You want to learn more, airmarshalnc.com. We've also got Lance Migliaccio with us, ladies and gentlemen. We also got George Valentin with us. George Valentin is the co-host with Lance, thebigmig.com. And they join us on Liberty Roundtable Live frequently to break down incredible interviews and topics. Now, when we talk about these air marshals, ladies and gentlemen, understand that, you know what, there's needs in America for safety. And they play a critical role. The problem is that role has been, in my opinion, intentionally derailed. The sad part is that the marshals are not safe. The airlines and the pilots and the crew are not safe. The people are not safe. And many times these air marshals now are being deployed to, what do you want to call it, jobs, responsibilities that really are not theirs at all. Sending them down to the border, having them protect us, so-called follow J6 around. Okay, look, there's all kinds of derailing missions that have been taking place. Let's start, Sonia, by talking about those. January 6th, you guys were assigned. I thought they didn't know ahead of time, so they didn't assign anybody, they said. But now we know they assigned air marshals to J6, and therefore you're not on the planes?
That's exactly right, Sam. Let me give you a little synopsis of what happened. January the 11th, 2021, we got a phone call from one of our whistleblowers at headquarters. This is at Air Marshal Headquarters, FAM Service, TSA. And they advised us that one of their supervisors, a SAC by the name of John Muth, had been contacted by the FBI, and the FBI wanted the manifest for anyone that flew into the National Capital Region from January the 3rd till January the 7th, 2021. And of course, you know, we provided that. We can get the flight manifest, and we provided that to the FBI. But what TSA did after, they took that same exact list and they ingested it into their TSA national database. And once you do that, you're putting people on a list that they have been suspected of wrongdoing, suspected domestic terrorist list. So we actually ingested that entire list. So anybody that flew from January the 3rd to January the 7th, 2021, didn't even have to attend a rally. They didn't have to go to the Capitol. They could have been at a funeral. They could have been at a wedding. They could have been on vacation. They have now been ingested into this national database at TSA.
Lance, we have lost our minds to allow this criminal activity to continue.
Look, I mean, Sonia is telling you facts. This isn't conspiracy theory. This isn't hyperbole. This is literally factual information. She's getting real-time information from all over the country from her guys. They are being stopped from doing their jobs, and they're endangering Americans because of it. And our government knows what they're doing. That means the Democrats and the Republicans are aware of this. They know what's happening. The question is, why would any sane person make these sort of decisions? It's just common sense.
I don't know the answer to that, but here's what I do know. There was no federal air marshals deployed on United Airlines Flight 2609. It didn't go well, Sonia.
That's right, Sam. And you know why they weren't deployed on that flight? Because they were sitting on the ground waiting to follow folks from January of 2021 that were ingested into a list. We had about 30 air marshals on the ground in LAX and a little over 20 on the ground in Boston. Watching the plane take off, where the people had to fight for their life, and watching the plane land. And you know why? Because TSA had been standing by to potentially follow one of these people that attended the National Capital Region in January 2021. That's what we were doing that day. We weren't helping the American people. We were following folks for a political agenda in TSA.
All right. Now, there was a security incident on that flight, though, right?
Oh, there was a major. There was a flight attendant that was stabbed three times. Okay, the flight attendant was stabbed. The individual on the plane went into the bathroom. He had planned this getting on the plane. He sat at the exit row, went into the bathroom, took a spoon, a metal spoon, broke the end off and made a homemade shank. Came out, went back to the exit lane. He tried to open the exit door twice in air, was confronted by a flight attendant. He pushed the flight attendant, had some words to say he was taking the plane over. He was going to kill everybody on board. Where is DHS? He was calling for the air marshals. He was like, where is DHS? Come get me. Come shoot me. I'm taking the plane over. I'm going to kill everyone. This went on for a few minutes, and a lot of the passengers started getting scared. Some were calling home. This man's got a weapon on the plane. I don't know what's going to happen. Some concerned passengers got around him and tried to de-escalate and ask him to please put the weapon down. Please stop. He's scaring the women and the children. There's a video that you can hear children crying in the background, mid-air crying. And these passengers took control of the situation. This guy took off to the front of the aircraft. He said he was taking the cabin over. These are his words. You can watch the video. He's taking the plane over. They tried to tackle him. In the meantime, he stabs the flight attendant three times on his way to the cockpit. These passengers wrestled him down very difficultly, too. This guy was extremely, extremely powerful. This went on for over 20 minutes before they could get the plane on the ground. This guy broke flexi-cuffs. That's how strong he was. He broke the flexi-cuffs. They had to get belts from passengers to restrain this guy. And you had air marshals sitting on the ground that could have been on that plane. People were traumatized from this. They thought they were going to die. This is not right. It's wrong.
Lance?
I'm sitting here just dumbfounded, and I'm trying to think to myself, did I even hear a peep out of mainstream media about this event? And I have to say, you know how closely our team, George Ballantyne and myself, Pete Santilli, how closely we watch the press with all our team members. I don't remember hearing anything about this. And to me, that's hiding evidence of the stupidity of these decisions that are getting made. I mean, this is endangering people's lives. Had they not had some heroic passengers on that flight that were able to subdue this individual, which sounds like was incredibly difficult, think of what would happen. Think of the possibilities. Would he have been able to gain access to the cabin, and would he have able to nosedive the plane or do something worse? Literally, we're talking about hundreds of lives that could have been lost. And our government seems to be okay with this. That, you know, there's going to be some stuff that Sonny's going to talk about. It's going to even make you more disgusted, Sam. I know
about
it.
We'll get there in a second, but I'll say this. This incident, ladies and gentlemen, is not isolated. It's one of many serious breaches of our aviation security that's been happening with ever-increasing frequency recently, George.
Very recently, Sam. I mean, this part of using these agents for their own personal gain. I mean, one part that Sonia keeps bringing up, and it's very disturbing, is they're forcing 175 agents and 7 supervisors go to the border. But President Biden has not declared a national emergency or the border, or never issued any emergency order for response to the border. So he's taken away from protecting not only American citizens, but even non-American citizens that are in this country, because anything can happen on a plane. But Sonia, I want to ask you a question. You said in 2003, in the United Flights 2609, a man held a knife to the throat of a female passenger. So he was able to sneak a knife through security. Is that correct?
That was a second incident, George. That was a Southwest flight, not the flight from LAX to Boston. That was a Southwest flight. He was able to get a knife on board the plane, and in midair, he took the knife out. The female was sitting in the middle row. He was sitting in the aisle. She was sitting in the middle row. He took the knife out and held it to her throat.
Okay.
In midair.
Here's something I want to bring up that might shock all three of you. You know, after you go through security and you've done all your checkpoints, you can go in a little gift shop and buy stuff. You know, they sell porcelain coffee cups. You know what you could do when you take a porcelain cup and you break it, and kind of weapon you could use? They should not allow them to be sold after security checkpoints. Just so you know, you might something you guys want to think
about. Yeah, I understand your point. The problem with some of this is, look, folks, you can't solve all problems, even in prison. Hey, they get they're not supposed to have any of this kind of stuff. They get contraband all the time. I don't know that you can prevent all of that. There's a different way that I think we can go about this, and we'll get into it a little bit. But look, I was a mortgage broker for a long time. I was insurance licensed for a long time. And they, whenever you have a fiduciary financial responsibility like that, look, they've taken my palm prints, my thumbprints, my fingerprints. They've turned it into the FBI. I've had background checks from the FBI, all kinds of stuff. You would think that they would not make folks like me. I've been in the country 55 years. That's how old I am. I've never had a single issue of any kind, of any arrest, any criminal activity, nothing like that. Not even a driving ticket. I'm a blind person. I don't drive. So there you go. But my point is, and they're literally making me get half naked for, you know, TSA, while at the same time, hey, these people are doing these things. There's got to be a better way to go about this, Sonia.
It's got to be a better way. And listen, I made a mistake. It wasn't Southwest. It was actually JetBlue. It was a JetBlue flight, and that was November 25th, 2022, where the man had a knife held to the lady's throat. So I just wanted to correct that. But there's a much better way. It means let's put air marshals on these high-risk flights that are going long haul.
All right, stay there, everybody. We got a whole lot more to talk about in seconds. Lance, George, Sonia, all with me. The skies aren't safe. I don't mean to scare you, but we've got to tell the truth, folks. You want to learn more about this? AirMarshalNC.com. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Ladies and gentlemen, you think the skies, they used to call them the friendly skies when I was a kid. Wow, have things changed in my short life, ladies and gentlemen. But look, there's a better way to deal with this, folks. And we're talking about, the problem is, the Department of Homeland Security and others are now, you know what? They're encountering more and more weapons of mass destruction on top of all this, Sonia.
It is. You know, a lot of times, Sam, when people fly, they look, they're going from point A to point B on an aircraft. When you have an air marshal on board, we get on that plane knowing that that is a weapon of mass destruction, right? If anything happens on that aircraft, it could be considered a weapon of mass destruction. So we take our job very, very seriously. Last year alone, I want to point out, the FAA reported 2,456 incidents on aircraft, and they opened 831 investigations while we were down on the border. That's what happened in our aviation security while we were gone. That's how crazy it is.
Lance, I don't know how to respond to this, and I'll tell you why. We've mentioned several times in this last 2 hours about how, look, they're doing this on purpose. They know. The Uniparty, the Republicans, the Democrats, whatever you want to call it, as Pat Buchanan said, the left-right wings of the same bird of prey. Look, they're preying on the people, and they want the country to be a disaster. They want the whole country. They want everyone to be in fear. They want everyone to be in panic. They want literally anarchy and disruption and violence and in the streets and in the air. And all. They're literally, and I hate to say this, and you can disagree with me if you want to, guys, but I'm convinced they're literally declaring war on the people. When you say they, who am I talking about? We're talking about the TSA. We're talking about the Justice Department. We're talking about the president. We're talking about literally Congress. We're talking about all of them. The TSA needs to improve management of some of these programs, but they're not doing anything at all. In fact, every time we turn around and hope they'll do something better, they add insult to injury, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as far as I'm concerned, something major, major has to happen across the country because we're not getting any help from the Democrats, from the Republicans. They don't care about the results, Sam.
I don't even know how to respond to that, really. But we need to really understand, folks, with these Southwest border deployments, why are you putting air marshals on the border, folks? Okay. The problem is you guys have written several letters to try to wake people up in the administrations, Sonia. Let's talk about those for a second.
We did. We do because we think it's very important. We're going to point out to them what the problem is and how to resolve it because we're not going to let them off the hook. When something happens on an aircraft, it's not if, but when it happens on an aircraft, we want them held accountable because they're putting people's lives in danger. We just notified May the 8th, which was the most recent letter to Mayorkas, David Palmer, who's the general counsel for DHS Homeland Security, TSA Administrator David Pekoski, and Terrell Stevenson, the Federal Air Marshal Service Director. We put them on notice that them sending 182 of our personnel down to the border is absolutely destroying our chances at thwarting another 9/11. And I have to tell you, disappearing more and more every day. This is absolutely intentional. I hope this is not a sinister thought that I have in my head, but I have to tell you, this pendulum is swinging where they want us to fail.
Now, let me throw this out. One of the other things that they've done, and we know, is they are letting illegals get on planes in America. And you and I, and this is my point, you know what? They take off my shoes, get me half naked, even though they've got plenty of evidence that I'm not even, they don't even need to screen me for that matter. But they're literally letting illegals on planes all across this country without even proper papers or proper documentation of who they even are, Sonia.
Oh, and let me tell you, they're doing this every day. They're taking these midnight flights and flying people all over the United States. We know that this is happening. They do not have to have a medical clearance. There's a form called an I-693 form that list all the medical conditions and things that you may have, measles, mumps, rubella, whatever you may have that you're bringing into the country. They are not collecting any data on anyone.
Sam, Michael Yon has been doing some incredible reporting from down at the Darien Gap, and he's talking about the influx of so many diseases, including tuberculosis, which is highly contagious, especially in a closed environment like a plane. Think about that for a minute, Sam.
This is frightening on so many levels, and the intentional part is what gets me. Sonia, what? How do we get a handle on why they're doing this? What is their agenda?
You know, we look at this, Sam, and we try to figure it out. Is their agenda about just building up metrics? Is it just wanting to get more money from Congress? Is it calls from the swamp? Unfortunately, the head of the snake at TSA is a lady, she's our chief counsel, called Francine Kerner. She is actually in holdover from Whitewater. She actually released specific information about the Whitewater investigation to others not associated with the investigation. So this is who's running TSA. Who knows what her intent is, but her intent is not to protect the American people. That is clear.
What do you say to this, Lance?
Sonia said it best in that one sentence. They, you know, Sam, it's just so clear, you know, and you can hear it in my voice, like how angry I am. look, Washington, D.C., both sides of the aisle, they are making decisions over and over and over again that appear that they're intentionally trying to destroy America from within. They're making us vulnerable. There's an emergency notice just now how they're pulling Border Patrol off of the border and giving single agents 50 miles of river to surveil during this Title 42 lift. They know they're creating an invasion. They know they're creating problems. Is it a redirect? Is it an intentional big-term plan involving the Chinese, involving other foreign agents? I don't know, Sam. None of it makes any sense to me because just common sense would tell you that these decisions are destructive. I mean, George and I talk about it constantly. We can't figure out what, other than doing it intentionally, Sam, what other reason could there be? George, you got a thought on this? Because you know how I feel about it.
After George, I've got a thought for you, folks.
George? Lance, my own thought is to put you in charge and me right behind you in a clean house because it's from point A to point B to C, nothing ever gets done. I mean, time and time again, you look at nothing, no charges, no indictments on any Democrats, only certain Republicans because all the Republicans aren't on it. And it's just it's a lost cause at this point. And we're at a crossroads and either we as a country stand up and do something the right way or we're just going to keep going down spiral because our voting is compromised. We can't vote the right people in because you see the Republicans getting in on that. And then look at Mitch McConnell. You know, suppose he sandbagged the Senate for us. I mean, that's it. We're stuck. We're like almost like stuck on stupid in a sense, Sam. I mean, I don't know. What do you got?
I'm going to just go back to scripture a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, in the Bible, we're told that there was a war in heaven. And Satan and his angels, the prince of darkness, were literally kicked out. And that battle between good and evil, right and wrong, has been going on ever since on the earth. You know what? And they really want to attack any of us who believe in God and Jesus Christ. Okay, that's their goal. That's their end game. They don't care about the division over race. That's just their way to exploit and divide and conquer. They don't care about the male-female discussion. They know that scientifically and God's laws that there's male and female, but they want to muddy that water and divide and conquer, whether it's race, whether it's sex, whether it's religion, whether it's, they want to exploit every bit of this, and their goal is to divide and conquer. They want to divide Americans on so many fronts, it's not funny. Red, blue, black, white, every fault line they can find. And really what you've got is a godless communist conspiracy that is growing and assembling their agenda around the world. And the last bastion of hope is a God-ordained country like the United States, which says we reject the godless dictator-type institutions of communism. We stand for liberty and freedom. And so the last bastion, the holdout preventing them from their global agenda is we the people, is a view that God's in charge, not government, is an understanding that our Savior Jesus Christ is the only king we'll ever accept. And this is a quintessential battle that people try to not really talk about the bottom line with this, but I'm convinced that that's really the battle. And the sad part is the communist conspiracy, nobody is allowed to use the C word either, but the communist conspiracy is at the center of this. It is a goal to destroy all nations, all people, all liberty. Sonia, am I crazy?
You're not crazy, Sam. You're right. I mean, when we look at what the very core of who we are as Americans, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, or we are standing for the national anthem, that's what we need to live our lives on because that is the goodness in our world.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. George, Lance, Sonia, Sam, all on your radio. When we come back, Lance is going to kick it off. And we'll do it all in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. Love starts slipping away.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Oversight Committee is making claims last hour that President Biden and his family have been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments, including the Chinese government. Bank records indicate multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer reveals the family members getting money from foreign governments described as influence peddling.
Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Beau Biden's widow, however you want it to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day, grandchild doesn't get a wire.
The Consumer Price Index for last month was released this morning, and it shows in April it rose 0.4% on the month. With an annual increase of 4.9%, core prices rose in line with estimates, up 0.4% for the month, with an annual increase of 5.5%. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Representative George Santos.
The nature of the charges remains unknown, but initial reports said Santos is expected to appear in federal court in New York as soon as Wednesday. Top Democrats and some Republicans have called for Santos to resign following allegations of criminal behavior and lies about his personal life and professional record, even on the campaign trail. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A journalist working for a French news agency was killed in Ukraine during a rocket strike near the eastern city of Bakhmut yesterday. 32-year-old Armand Soldin, a Bosnian French video coordinator, is at least the 15th journalist to be killed while reporting on the war since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Lance Migliaccio, guest hosting today with, of course, your prime host, Sam Bushman, and my co-host, George Ballantyne. We're here covering probably one of the biggest issues right now facing Americans that are traveling on airlines. We're here with our special guest, retired Air Marshal Sonia Lobosco. Sonia is obviously dropping bombs. Sam, you agree this is stuff that America needs to know about?
I think it's more than things people need to know about. I think the American people need to rise up and peacefully say, you know what, Congress, you better do something about this now or you will not be there next election. I'm telling you right now. And we need to basically say to the president, listen, president, again, you know what, you need to take action on this. Your dereliction of duty is to the point where it is a criminal. We will prosecute you. We will. Okay, there's checks and balances in America, ladies and gentlemen. I agree, and I support them. And they can be used against us, which is being done now. But we can also, though, assemble ourselves. And if you had enough people, we don't even need a majority by any means, not even close. If you had a small minority that was vocal and committed and dedicated, and you worked with your sheriffs and you worked with your, state legislative bodies and everything else, you could peacefully rein this in and change the game, Sonia. And I think your whistleblowing is incredible, but I think, I teach sheriffs all across the country. We train sheriffs, as most of our listeners know. And I explain to them that, you know what, your authority when you become sheriff happens when you're elected and then when you're set apart and take your oath of office. That's where your authority comes from. Your power comes from the people. Okay, any politician, if they're left alone. They're just left hung out to dry. Okay? The power comes from the people. Your whistleblowing proves it, Sonia.
Well, I appreciate that, Sam. And, you know, at the end of the day, when we go back and look at the original intent of the Federal Air Marshals, our deployment under 49 USC code 44917, there is not one thing in there that does not hit on aviation security, period. There's nothing else that defines what our authority comes, which Congress gave us that through statute, and how TSA is allowed to administratively go around and go underneath that law. I will not understand it until somebody explains it to me. Why is this happening? And they are going unchecked.
Lance, I'm telling you, the power's in the people, sir. If the people don't do something with this information, I'm telling you right now, we'll be third world country status, Lance.
I think the audience has to really listen closely right now. There's no military in control. There's no cavalry on the horizon coming to save us. There is no white knight. We're going to have to fix this ourselves. Right now, we are in a dire strait. We're getting ready for a massive border invasion of illegal immigrants. And these are people, many of them, that have been expunged and dumped out of other countries, that they have no country. They're criminals. They're people with bad backgrounds. They're people with health issues. These are not the kind of immigrants that we want in this country. And we definitely don't want any immigrants that are coming here illegally. That's just one of the many issues. If people don't take control, if they don't start pushing, and I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, non-party affiliated, if you want to have a amazing country for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, you better take action into your own hands. And I'm saying peaceful action, but I'm telling you right now, our founders, the framers of the Constitution, they warned us about this specific event. And that's a government that is not for the people, by the people. We better take action, Sam, and we better do it now.
George?
I don't know if we lost him there. Not sure. George, you there?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Go ahead, George.
I mean, you know how I keep feeling about this, Lance? You hit the nail on the coffin. This country is just going downhill faster and faster. Each day, with the corruption that's being allowed, it's just going to get worse. And it's always going to get worse before it gets better. But how much more worse will it get before it gets better is beyond me. Sam, and like, we have to definitely pray and believe in God to get us through this, because throughout our history, good always prevails over evil. And right now, evil is taking a big part of what's going on in this world. And you see it every day on TV with, you know, all these satanic rituals that people are using, these little hand signals. And it's coinciding into our everyday reality. Just what they're trying to teach the young kids with the LGBTQ, the shows, all this stuff is just, they're training our younger generation to be evil. And it has to stop. And I mean, they say it has to be done starting a community level. Like all our communities have to just keep voting these people out. I mean, we need to just get a big campaign and start somewhere, but we have to start, because we're at a
amen
point
to
where
that
we're out. I mean, it's God's will, and God always does good by us, will protect us, but we have to stand up and help and protect ourselves too.
Sonia Labosco with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's executive director of Air Marshal National Council, airmarshalnc.com, to learn more. You know what? She's dedicated her life to law enforcement, to the protection of we, the people. Serve, protect, defend. Sonia, you know what? We're really saying that, hey, the air marshals are being abused. They've been taken out of the air. They've been put on the border. They've been followed J-6ers. They've been put on all these missions that don't really relate. The results are that the airlines and the air, the skies, are not safe for anybody anymore, from sickness to violence to death to to weapons of mass destruction. This is all in the mix. You guys have been whistleblowers and have stood up and told the tale. You've written letters to try to create corrections. You're calling for a change in leadership at these organizations to say, hey, you know what? We need a new leadership here because these people are running things off the rails. What have we overlooked that people really need to understand about this?
You know, I think one thing for us to know where we're going, Sam, we have to look back to where we've been. On September the 11th, 2001, 2,977 fellow Americans were murdered. Okay, that happened. That wasn't a scenario. I don't think there's anybody on this show today that didn't see what happened at the Twin Towers, what happened at the Pentagon, and what happened over in Pennsylvania, right? So most of the people that I represent,
and to all you folks who say that we're not getting the real story on this, we don't have the facts. You're right about that, but doesn't change the point that she's making that there's too many dead people, and that's got to stop, Sonia.
Right, Sam. And the point is, the men and the women that I represent, they are patriots. They came over to try to keep this from happening again in the future. And the real story is here: how have we forgotten that? How did we forget watching pictures of people jumping out of the Twin Towers? They would rather jump to their death than burn alive. I think about those people. When I see those videos, I think about what they felt the day that they had no other option than to dive out of a high rise because they were going to die, burned to death. And that's what we are internally within the Air Marshals. We are the people that want to come and protect. We will give our lives up for our country. But we do not agree that politics has any place to play in us protecting Americans.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that JetBlue flight was from Salt Lake City to New York, where a man held a knife to the throat of a female passenger. Salt Lake City is where I live and where I fly out of all the time. If you think this doesn't relate to you, or your airport, or somehow you're immune from this, I've got news for you. You are flat out deceived. Okay? This is reality. How many wake-up calls is it going to take? How many letters can people write? How, you know, much can we call for a request in new leadership? Infectious diseases are a rising threat on the border. But now that these people are being flown all across the country, they're a rising threat in the friendly skies, too. Okay, this is serious, folks. I don't know what we the people should do, except I know this. You need to be vocal. You got to speak out. You've got to spread the word. In other words, share the alarm. And then you've got to push for action. And then most importantly, you can't just randomly push for any action because they'll lead it off the rails if you're not careful. You got to go to airmarshalnc.com and get guidance from those who are in the know. Those who are blowing the whistle, they're also providing the solutions. Sonia, that's one of the key pieces of your organization is to provide guidance about what we should do, right?
That's right, Sam. And we will work with anyone. They can contact us at our website. We'll be more than happy to help them find the path to make change.
All right. Lance made a point that we didn't get to cover enough that I want to circle back to in our last segment here. It's critical, folks. Look, Michael Young, who is crossing the Darien Gap and why? Who's doing that? What's this all about? What are you talking about, the Darien Gap? Let's drill into this because I think it relates and we'll talk about it.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then, the more they use the lie, the more they reproduce the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Now look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. That power protects the cells of the beast from prosecution. Why isn't Hillary in prison? She is protected. We must restore our national relationship with God. Truth is sacred in the kingdom, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9:6.
A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As a parent, Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantyne, and Sonia is with us. You say, who's Sonia? She is an expert in law enforcement. Her name is Sonia. And Sonia is the executive director of Air Marshal National Council, airmarshalnc.com. Hightower Labasco is her last name. And she really is focusing on things that matter, whistleblowing and then providing solutions. But you know what? Lance made a point that we didn't really cover enough. Michael Yon asks a very important question. Who is crossing the Darien Gap and why? This directly relates, Lance.
100%. Michael Yon, for our listeners, is an ex-Green Beret, Special Forces. He's worked in investigative journalism for many, many years. He is extremely knowledgeable and extremely well-connected. He has been down in the Darien Gap sending us amazing intel. He sent videos and photos of Chinese.
Now tell people really quick what the Darien Gap is, because I don't think people really realize. Right?
Yeah, Darien Gap is the borderline crossing between South America and Panama. And it's what really they use to cross over, coming up to the United States. He has posted videos of the Chinese on TikTok and otherwise offering complete tutorials on how to invade America.
In other words, in the past, ladies and gentlemen, this was the barrier where we were free and the communists couldn't, you know, relatively cross with ease. Now all that's changed, folks, is the point,
yes.
Right?
Ben Berkwam has been working with him very closely also, and he has indicated that we're not talking about just illegal immigration coming from South America, Central America, and Mexico. Beyond that, we've seen IDs from 61 other countries. We're talking about Northern Africa, the Middle East, Europe. We are getting invaders from all over the world because they are aware of the fact that our government is intentionally allowing them to cross over unobstructed. The videos that Michael has been sending and the information he's been sending is just incredible. These people, there is tuberculosis in the camps that's rampant. There are victims that have obvious signs of AIDS. There are all sorts of other diseases, dengue, yellow fever. These people are being allowed to cross over with little to no medical oversight. And there's no doubt that they are criminals from other countries. Our government isn't telling you about how many of the people that have been actually tagged that were listed as international terrorists. They're on the list. They're hiding this information. They're now taking our own law enforcement arm that's supposed to protect our air. They're taking air marshals, and they're not putting them down there. They made a big announcement how they're moving 1,500 air marshals down to the border. They're not bringing them down there for law enforcement. They've specifically been told that they are not going to be used as law enforcement, that they're there basically as glorified welcome wagon clerks. They're just supposed to facilitate the process. They're not supposed to stop anybody. They're not supposed to investigate. Think about what they're telling you, America, that they're telling you that here's somebody that is a law enforcement arm, and they're not going to be fulfilling that role at the border. Our border is wide open. our border czar, Kamala Harris, is absolutely oblivious to it. And I guess now she's going to be the AI czar. This is an invasion, and it is damaging for the U.S., not just at this moment, but how about the long term? Sam, think about the long term consequences of what we're discussing here.
Now, let me add to this. When these people come into the country with evil, satanic, godless intent, they're boarding planes left and right, Sonia.
Oh, yeah, they are. We're paying for them to fly in a lot of these situations, believe it or not. You know, we're giving people money and stipends. So not only we let them come into the country, we're not medically clearing them, we're also giving them funds to come and do bad things within our local communities.
George, what do you say to that? I mean, these people literally mean us harm, and they're getting on planes without, you know, they're too busy making sure that Sam doesn't have a bottle of water.
Well, you know, they're too busy going, watching wives of people they say were at J6. I mean,
and children, surveilling
and
children.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Right. So you have this own gentleman. He works for the he's the TSA, I believe, Sonia. And
he goes
to work one day and opens his computer and sees his wife and kids on a terror list. I mean, come on. How is those using those funds, those sources for going after wife and kids who wasn't even really, it wasn't there at the Capitol or in the building, nowhere near that. I mean, that just, our funds, our tax, that's what our tax money is being used for. Does that say they care for us? They care for you, Sam? They care for Lance, Sonia? No, it doesn't. It cares just for their political agenda. Our government is so weaponized. I mean,
weaponized against
us. Kids? I don't know how the kids, what, 5, 6 years old? I don't even know. But they're terrorists, these kids? What can a 5 or 6 year old possibly do? I mean,
you are correct,
Sonia,
George. They're
Sonia,
following,
let me ask you this. Have we overstated the issue in any way?
Oh, absolutely not. It's not. There's no way, I don't think, you could overstate such an egregious thing that we're doing to our American citizens.
Lance, what do you say to that? No matter what, we cannot overstate this critical point.
What's critical here is that they continue, and what I can't stand is this controlled narrative. They're not telling the American people the truth. They sit here, and we see an orange, we know it's an orange, and they come up with a narrative, and they tell us it's an apple. They are intentionally not protecting our border. They are intentionally against the Constitution, against the laws of the United States, facilitating illegal immigration. And they aren't even coming up with a reason to justify it. They're just saying, oh, we've got to let these people in. There is no reason to let these people in illegally. I believe in immigration. I just don't believe in illegal immigration. These are all intentional acts which violate their terms to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They're in violation of their oaths. These people need to be removed from our government, and they need to be replaced. And that's the entire administration at this point. I would be shocked out of the 535, Sam, if we could find 20 or 30 honest, high-integrity individuals that are still in government.
I agree.
There are, but I'm questioning
it. I hope. Sonia, so here's the question for you then. You know what? At some point, somebody's making these decisions. Who is it? It can't really be Joe Biden. Joe can't even find himself, you know, he's on stage. He can't even walk off the stage without a little bug in his ear telling him, you know what, turn left. There's steps coming up, buddy. Hang tight. Don't worry. Don't panic. Don't get stressed. It's okay. We're right here. Look over there. You see the girl in the green shirt? That's who you need to go to. This kind of stuff. Okay. He's derelict in his duty, and I'm not trying to be rude to him. I'm just making a national security reality check here for a second. Who's doing this? Do you know, Sonia?
I do not know, and I hope that we find out, Sam, because whoever's doing it, their intent is to ruin everything our founding fathers created for us to stay stabilized as a democracy. We're watching that fly right out the window.
The Constitutional Republic is absolutely in jeopardy, George. Do you know who's doing it? Who's doing this? Is it the bankers? Lance, we'll go to you.
I believe
World Organization. Go ahead, Lance.
Well, I believe that the bankers are part of it. I believe that we do have a deep state, an NWO, a cabal. I believe, obviously, you look at how they want to destabilize the U.S. currency and what's going on with BRICS. I believe it's an intentional organization that is run behind the scenes that has dark intent in the United States, and I think there's many participants. Some of them are bought. Some of them are doing it because they're justified. Some of them are doing it just because ultimate power corrupts. I believe that those are the individuals. I think Trump warned us about this many, many times throughout his presidency, and many people have warned us about it, you included, Sam. So, yes, amen. I do believe the bankers are part of it.
Sonia, has Donald Trump expressed an interest in working with you guys when he was president, number one, and number two? Now, is he willing to work with you guys and bring this to light? Is he willing to help with that?
Well, we kind of reached that at the end of 2019. We just formed the Air Marshal National Council in 2019. And, of course, you know, we were hoping that he would get another couple of years in office there, because I do think that he would have straightened this out. I think that he would have put us in a functioning law enforcement element so we could actually stop terrorists from taking over aircraft. I hope in the future that we will have someone that wants to work with our group, because we're just patriots. We want to do the right thing every day. And I hope that that comes across to your listeners today. We're not in this for fame. We're not in this for anybody to remember our name. We're in this so people can get on an aircraft and go from point A to point B safely.
Lance, why don't you get the final discussion point with Sonia?
Here's the thing. You heard it. You heard facts. This isn't conspiracy. It tells you exactly what our government is doing. This is for the listeners. Take action. Make phone calls, get loud, get noisy, don't accept. Forget liberals, forget Democrats, forget the colors, forget races, creeds. It's God, country, family. It's important. Everybody has to step to the plate. Don't allow them to separate us. We need to join together, and we need to listen to people like Sonia Labasco, who's ringing the bell of truth. Find us. Follow these individuals. Find Sonia on Twitter. Follow her. Find Liberty Roundtable. You'll get the real information. We're not going to lie to you. We're not going to be bought or paid off to give you a narrative that isn't factual. Find G. Ballantine on Twitter. Find the Big Mig Show and Lance Migliaccio on Twitter. Follow us on all platforms. We are searching to get truth tellers like Sonia out in the forefront so that America really knows what's going on. Mainstream media is a joke. There's only one thing you can trust. That is investigative journalism at the root, just like Liberty Roundtable.
Sonia Labasco, I want you to have the last word, but I want people to understand before I give you the last word, this is something that you can support, that you can get involved in. One of the things Liberty Roundtable Live does is bring you solutions and ways that you can make a difference. A lot of people just kind of bring you the, oh man, oh, ain't it awful. But they don't provide the solutions like we do on your radio. AirMarshalNC.com. The last word's yours, Sonia.
Well, Sam, I want to thank you and Lance and George for bringing me on today. And I say, I do think we have a great team. United we stand, divided we fall. And I'm looking forward to what we can expand and do more together in the near future, because I know that everybody on this show today is ready to stand up and take some action. God bless America.
Amen. That's what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen. A few of us tirelessly involved, setting brush fires of freedom is the way I like to say it, around the country, letting people know, spreading the word. It starts with education. And then it takes a few brave men and women to stand up. You know, a lot of people are hesitant, but when the first person starts to clap or the first person takes action, others say, you know what? I agree. And one becomes two, then becomes the few, then becomes the many. And that's how things change. We the people are the key. That's where authority and power comes from. After all, they derive their just power from the consent of the governed. That's you and me, baby. Sonia, thank you so much for all your work. Lance, George, thank you as well. We appreciate every show we do together. Great, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Always at your fingertips on libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, donate if you can. God save the Republic of the United States of America.